Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, Constellation, America's energy choice, and by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up, we'll have two terrific in-depth conversations with Tillman Dunbar of the men's basketball team and Dyson Romine of the Navy football team as they begin spring preparations for what they hope will be another terrific schedule coming up in the fall. Home game times are out. Those are all updated now at NavySports.com. Season opener September 3rd against the Fordham Rams, and it'll be a 12 noon kickoff at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. All that and more. We'll talk about what's happening with the baseball team this week, and we'll also give you some really good awards for the LAX program after a big win last week on the road at Bucknell. A reminder, this week's game with Lafayette has been postponed due to a norovirus illness that has struck the campus at Lafayette College, and the Leopards will not be traveling to Annapolis on Saturday. And as soon as that date is announced, it'll be announced at NavySports.com. That'll be your one-stop shop for all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy. When we come back, we'll talk basketball with Tillman Dunbar right after this on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network.
Man, NCAA March Madness is already here. The upsets, the buzzer beaters, you can't miss a moment. So clear your calendar and get to B-Dubs, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness. They'll have all the action on their wall-to-wall TVs, and they'll be serving up can't-miss food and drink specials. Trust me, you'd be mad to miss this. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The latest on Naval Academy Athletics is as close as your computer thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipman student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk with Navy senior point guard Tillman Dunbar. And now that the journey has come to a conclusion from a basketball standpoint, as you look back over 4 years of playing Division I basketball, you came out of a great high school program, played in a ton of big games. What was the Division I experience like for you here at the Naval Academy?
It was great. You know, it was an honor and a blessing to be able to, like you said, play Division I basketball, because I know a lot of kids, a lot of guys who very talented, but never got that opportunity. So yeah, it's just a blessing and honor. It didn't end the way I wanted it to end, you know, but still got a great experience out of it throughout the 4 years.
You played on a great team at Paul the Sixth, so you played with a lot of great players. The fact that you got to play on such a special team in high school with so many guys that have used basketball as a vehicle to go on and get educations, play college basketball. What was that group like for you at Paul the Sixth? Because you guys did some things that, you know, that teams named DeMatha and St. John's and all them were supposed to be doing in Gonzaga, but you all really did it and put Paul the Sixth on the map.
Right, yeah, it was just an honor. Like, it's crazy because we had the same kind of experience as I've had a Navy kind of like taking the program from not a lot of respect and not a lot of winning to by my senior year, a lot of expectations and having all that stuff and just shocking the world. It's just a crazy whirlwind of a ride to be able to go through that with those guys, you know. And those guys will be my brothers for life because of the journey we went through and building that program. And I feel the same way about my teammates here at the Naval Academy.
I was going to say, for you, Will, and Kendall Noor, from where the program was when you entered to where it is right now, can you kind of put into perspective how much things have changed and to leave the program with 19 wins and really set them up for what should be, you know, good basketball for the future here now and put the program back on the map?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we came in, you know, if we got a win, it'd be kind of, you know, exciting.
Oh, I know. I called a lot of those games when you first got here.
It'd be shocking if we got a win. And then now, you know, if we're not winning on a nightly basis, it's kind of upsetting, you know, even that we had 19 wins, you know, we still weren't satisfied with that. And just to see that growth and improvement and the, you know, I was talking about the coaches the other day and then talking about how now we have expectations. You know, like next year we're expecting to win a championship, you know, but expecting to be top three in the league. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, we hope we get that, you know, if we get that, it'll be great. If we have a winning record, it'll be great. If we're over 5, no, like, now we have expectations. And just to be able to build that, you know, with Will and Kendall is just amazing. And like I said, we wanted to get the championship this year, but I have full confidence in the next group of guys that are still on the team that they'll be able to get it done next year.
I was going to say, I remember going to places like Presbyterian and not winning and scoring 42 points along the way. To see a guy like Will come as long away, because Kendall really did contribute early in his career. His shooting was terrific upon arrival here at the Academy. To see how far Will had to come, though, as a big man, they tend at this level to develop a little bit later, but to see him put in that work and to see him get rewarded this year with really a huge season, you saw that transformation. What was that like, seeing that take place over 4 years?
Yeah, and I can't even quantify what Will did for us this year, you know, with his defensive ability, blocking all those shots, you know, that's just something you can't teach, that's intangible stuff, defense, rebounding, but yeah, with the Will's growth is amazing. Kendall says it all the time when we came in, Will couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time, you know, and now to see him, he's out here dunking on people, catching alley-oops, blocking shots into the third row, it's just so fun to see, because, you know, he had to work on that, that wasn't just given to him. He, you know, put the work in early morning, late nights, and with the coaches, and on his own time, and just, you know, he deserves everything he got this year.
The journey here is never easy for a student athlete. I mean, you had to overcome some adversity during your time here. As a person, how much did overcoming some of that adversity, because basketball was taken away from you for a little while, how much did you grow and overcome that adversity to be able to complete this journey that you're going to here upon graduation in a couple of months?
That's probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, because, you know, basketball is all I've known for 22 years of my life, and not to have it for that year is kind of, you know, depressing. And you know, there's times I wanted to quit, but being able to get through that and come back and finish the way I finished, you know, it taught me a life lesson that I can carry throughout any hardship I face in my life. And, you know, just that you can get through anything, no matter how bad it is. And you know, you don't want to have to learn from mistakes, but that was a mistake I definitely learned from, and I definitely grew from. So I appreciate the fact that I went through that. I wish I didn't have to, but, you know, I'm very grateful for the fact that I was able to learn those lessons from it.
Do you see basketball as part of your future down the road?
I do. I still do. Still have hopes and aspirations continuing after this. You know, I know I have to civil commitment, but I'm still not giving up on my dream of playing professional basketball.
Plus, you've got an opportunity. You played with a terrific AAU program, and I'm sure you guys get together, you know, some. And at some point, do you see yourself, you know, maybe trying to mentor some of those young ballers to take advantage of the opportunity and the vehicle that basketball can be, especially for some of them, to get out of some of the communities that some of these kids that you've played with? I mean, you've played with some of these kids that don't come from the best of communities. Right. Do you hope to one day maybe be able to go back and maybe mentor some of those kids to use basketball as a vehicle to better themselves like you and obviously some of your other fellow student athletes have.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every summer, if I get an opportunity, I try to go back and help out at clinics and basketball camps of, you know, people I used to play with, coaches that used to coach me, and just talk to kids, you know, just for that same example, you know, being able to use basketball for more than just getting to the NBA, you know, because not everyone can do that. But being able to use basketball to get a four-year education and get a degree and, like, set yourself up for life after basketball, after the ball stops bouncing. So I definitely, throughout my life, I want to be able to go back and talk to kids. You know, I have kids right now I talk to on, like, you know, a weekly, monthly basis that just trying to help them on that process. So, yeah, that's definitely in my future. I definitely want to keep doing that.
Have you imagined what that feeling's going to be like in a couple months from probably what's going to be a really warm Friday afternoon at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, and they announce your name as you walk across that stage, and you get, let's face it, a degree that not everybody can get. Have you thought about what that moment is going to be like and what that accomplishment will be?
No, I haven't not thought about it too much because, you know, it's so close but so far away. You know, there's still a lot of stuff I have to take care of if I want to get to that point, you know, 2 months down the road. But I know that getting that degree, going through the 4 years here, just holding that will be, you know, one of the proudest moments I've ever had in my life, you know. And I don't even want to think about it yet, but it's just going to be such an amazing experience walking across that stage.
Yeah. Terrific journey for Tillman Dunbar, terrific playing career, overcoming some adversity along the path and persevering. Now to being a graduate of the United States Naval Academy. We'll talk Navy football with Dyson Romine when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine as we get set with spring football in full swing for the Navy midshipmen. One of the guys that's contributed to this great offensive output for the last 3 years is Dyson Romine, and now headed into your final campaign and an opportunity probably to do even more this year. What's the goal here in spring football, first for you individually, and then what are you all trying to do as a team with the time allotted to you here in spring to get better?
Individually, I just want to stay healthy and teach the young guys our culture, the young A-backs, help them learn the plays, get comfortable in the offense. And for the senior leadership, we just want to establish our culture throughout the team, getting some steam rolling into the fall.
You guys have had great leadership in that room. For guys like Tonio, yourself, where, as you mentioned, that senior leadership now falls on you all, what kind of a challenge is that to live up to, obviously, the great leaders that you all have had set examples for you?
I don't look at it as a challenge. It was kind of second nature. We've had good leaders since our freshman, sophomore, and even last year with DeMond Brown. So it's just you just step in the role and feel it. Kind of comes natural.
Is that part of a culture-like thing that we often talk about where now when you all enter that room, you know what is assumed. You know what that business is supposed to be?
It's very much like a culture, just like you said.
You're one of the fastest guys on this yard in a straight line. And when you had a chance, you visited some Ivies, you visited some other places. Was there ever a chance that track and field might have secured your services at the college level, or was it going to be football all the way?
Yeah, so I started running track my junior year of high school, and it was just something to do to stay in shape during the off season. Maybe if I started younger in my career, potentially, but my speed as far as track was just natural athletic ability. I never really learned the fundamentals and mechanics of running, so potentially.
In terms of fundamentals and mechanics of playing slot back, what was the challenge upon your arrival here to learn all of the different things that go into playing that position here?
Just learning the plays on the college level. The playbook is more technical. You have to be aware of other people's positions, where other people are, defensive lineups, how to read defenses. Luckily, and good thing, I was used to blocking coming from high school, so that helped me. Once I learned the plays, I was ready to go.
I was going
to
say, is there anything more intense than hearing from Coach O'Rourke after a missed block or doing something negative at your position?
Well, he's definitely one of the most intense coaches we have on staff. So once you can get used to his constructive criticism, everything else is a breeze.
Was that, I mean, coming to this level, was it different? Was the game different on this level especially when you first arrived and trying to learn the speed of the game at this level?
Yeah, everybody's fast in college football. Everybody. So my speed in high school, where it was a big difference, in college, it's not so much. And in high school, when I was able to give the hits a lot and take a lot of hits, and I was able to run a lot of people over. In college, not so much. You want to try to be as elusive as possible.
On kickoff returns, take us into that mindset, and what are you seeing as that ball is coming at you as you get ready to return it with 11 guys basically coming down looking to knock your head off?
Kickoff return is definitely a lot of pressure. How I was able to overcome it, I just thought that I was blessed to be out there and be able to return kicks. And whenever I go out there, you may see me, you may not, but I always go like this and just thank God for the opportunity to be out there. Tune out the crowd noise. I tune out, you know, the excitement. I just catch the ball and run.
For you, as I mentioned earlier, you had a chance, if you wanted to, you could have attended some Ivy League institutions. Where did the focus and concentration on academics as well as athletics come to you, obviously, while you were in high school, because you felt it was important, and based on your numbers, those schools showed that interest in you?
My whole thing in life is I want to leave an impact on people wherever I go. And being in the military is a great way to interact with people on a day-to-day basis. And that's what I'm about. I like to leave lasting impacts on people. So I knew that coming here, the great education, the leadership abilities that I learned, that'll set me up in my career path.
For you all as a team, when you found out that Coach Niumatu Lolo was going to stay here, what did that mean to you?
That was a big relief, just as far as a all-around person. He's a great leader, a great role model. I believe in everything that he stands for, as far as from coaching to, more importantly, what he stands for outside of coaching and how he wants to impact us. You know, he wants us to be great men, great fathers, great husbands. Like I said, I want to impact people, so I look up to his leadership style.
In some cases, that might be lost within sports today, lost within some cultures. Is that something that makes this culture here as special as it is? Because they don't necessarily look at you as just objects to help win a football game. They want to impact you, as you mentioned.
Right.
Does that make that culture here that much more special?
Yeah, it's very unique, and that's why I feel that so many guys stay on this team and want to be a part of this team, whether they are a starter, whether they are a scout team player or whatever. They just want to be a part of this team. And I feel like it's because of the love and how we all want to impact and help each other grow.
Is there a grave mistake being made by others who think because you all lose such a talented senior class, and it's more than just Keenan Reynolds, that you all might take a step back in terms of football success here this year? Because I think that there are some who feel that you all may not have a similar success as you all head into your senior campaign.
Well, that's the great thing about sports. You know, every year you have someone who leaves, new people who step up and fill in those roles. So all the people, the critics, their opinions, you know, we'll let them think what they think. You know, we're just going to focus on ourselves and building our team. And when the season comes, we'll see how we do.
What do people not know about Tago Smith that you do from being in a huddle with that guy, not only on some Saturdays, but obviously because of the unique practice setup you have with the two huddles? What do people may not know about Tago that you all as teammates do?
Tago is a freak of nature when it comes to athleticism, and he's hungry as anybody I've ever seen going into the season. So I would definitely be on the lookout for number two, Tago Smith.
I imagine as teammates, you all share that same hunger, though, too, because, you know, there's part of you all that want to prop him up, too,
yes,
because now he's the guy that has to move into that position.
Yeah, since his freshman year, you know, we've wanted him to be on the field in various places. Even when he was behind Keenan, he was still an exceptional slot back when he's a slot back.
Right.
He loved returning punt returns. And, you know, for me, I was just like, I know he wants to return punts. Let him return punts. Let him do something. But now that this is his time to shine, all of us want for him to do great.
How do you all balance spring football, fourth quarters, and, of course, the tremendous academic demand right now in this latter half of this semester for you all?
Like I said, it's always a challenge. I was able to get here right on time because of an academic meeting I had prior to this. But it's a challenge. Usually in the spring, we have a little bit more time to focus on academics than we do in the fall. But
does it sometimes seem like there's less than 24 hours in a day here?
Oh, yeah. On average, I may get 5.5 hours of sleep during the week. And I feel like if you ask a normal college student, how many hours they get, they may get around 8.
I was going to say, it's a lot more than 5.5.
Yeah, so I
especially get, football players.
I usually get around 5.5 just because of homework and things to study for that I have to do.
That's a young man that had a chance to do Ivy League if he wanted to. A great student, a great athlete, and he can absolutely fly. He's going to be a difference maker again in 2016 for the Midshipmen when they open the season September 3rd against the Fordham Rams at 12 noon. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or go to NavySports.com. We'll come back, take a look at some of the other things happening on the yard. In a moment, this is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
At Navy Mutual, we've been providing current and former military members low-cost life insurance products without fine print or military service restrictions for over 135 years. Our allegiance to the Navy and Marine Corps goes back nearly as far. So we are again this year honored to be an official sponsor of Naval Academy Athletics. To learn how you and your family can benefit from our life insurance and annuity products, visit NavyMutual.org.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Games end. Protecting our freedom doesn't. That's why Northrop Grumman proudly supports the men and women who serve our country 24/7. As a leader in unmanned systems, cyber, C4ISR, and logistics, our solutions empower the military to perform at the highest levels, whether for combat, peacekeeping operations, or humanitarian efforts. That's the value of performance. Northrop Grumman.
Knowledge can prepare students for a successful future. At BB&T, we encourage the pursuit of knowledge on and off the field. Because when students participate in sports, they learn important things. The benefits of teamwork. The power of preparation. That's why we're a proud sponsor of high school and college athletics. And why we offer banking programs designed just for students. So they can start moving in a brighter financial direction today. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. A couple of odds and ends around the yard this week. Congratulations to Navy senior 197-pounder Michael Wolf, who was selected as an at-large qualifier to compete at the 2016 NCAA Wrestling Championships. That comes up March 17th through the 19th at Madison Square Garden. He joins Matthew Miller, Jadane Bernstein, Zach Davis, and Nicholas Gill for the United States Naval Academy. They will unveil the brackets coming up later on this week. So it'll be a great opportunity for those wrestlers who qualified. And nice job by Joel Sheridan, the Navy wrestling team, sending five guys to the NCAA tournament coming up. Meanwhile, the baseball team this week coming off of a good performance on Wednesday as Paul Costakopoulos' team back on the field after a tough weekend against Central Connecticut State last weekend. They always tell you you're only as good as your previous game, and back against Maryland Eastern Shore on Wednesday. Mids rolling to an 11-2 victory in that one. They will have action coming up this weekend with Yale in town for a weekend series. Two on Saturday at 11 and 1:30, and then two on Sunday at 12 and 2:30. Hope you can make your way out to Max Bishop Stadium and see some of that action. Lacrosse canceled this week against Lafayette. It'll be made up at a later date. A neurovirus striking on the grounds of Lafayette College, and very sad to see that. Certainly for the college environment itself, but the Mids trying to get on a roll. Big win last week against Bucknell, and you try to ride the wave of that momentum if you can, and having now no game until next week, a big one, titanic matchup coming with Loyola next Saturday now for the Midshipmen. Congratulations to John Connors, Matt Reese, and Brady Dove, who picked up Patriot League honors this week for Goalkeeper of the Week, Faceoff Specialist of the Week, and also Defensive Player of the Week as well. Come back and wrap things up here on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. A reminder, baseball with Yale, 11 and 1:30 on Saturday, noon and 2:30 Sunday. Grab your March Madness punch card and receive prizes for attending the games. The more you attend, the better the prize you will receive. And on Sunday, it's Sunday Fun Day, where kids can run the bases after the game as well. Men's tennis on the court, St. Francis of Brooklyn, 6 p.m. Saturday. Women's tennis at 10 a.m. on Saturday against Seton Hall at the Tosei Family Tennis Center, with admission absolutely free. Intercollegiate sailing, the Navy Spring Women's Regatta and St. Mary's Team Race all day Saturday and Sunday. You can watch the action at the Robert Crown Sailing Center. That'll do it for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. It's presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, a proud supporter of Navy athletics. We'll talk to you next week on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by USAA, a proud sponsor of Navy basketball. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction. Member FDIC.